Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Welcome to Talk Straight. This is Minister Ricky Waller. I'm sitting in for Pastor Dockery. Callers, we're grateful that you're in with us, sitting in to talk about some of the things that's been going down and how to find ways and reasons be able to exercise the gift of being able to be athletic in your relationship with life and not even pick up a basketball or football or baseball or anything that has to do with athletics, but it's time to exercise our minds. So if you desire tonight to call in and talk straight with us, we would be mighty glad for you to do so. And just remember, we serve an awesome God. It was a little delay, but not a denial. So again, welcome to Talk Straight. I trust that something would be said tonight that would cause you to be able to draw closer to an opportunity such as this, to be able to recognize the power of being able to utilize athletics as a form of discipline in your life and your upcoming relationship with God, if you don't have one. We invite you to call. Even if you have comments, you would like to ask questions. Again, on behalf of Pastor Reuben Dockery, I'm sitting in for him tonight to be able to dialogue with you on this night. It'll be a blessing. Glory to God. I'm going to start out by way of utilizing a scripture that has been dear to me since I've been aware of it and the power of what comes from it. If you have your Bible, oftentimes I know that Pastor Dockery would start off with a scripture. And so I would say in 1 Corinthians, I'd like to share something with you. In chapter 9, in verse number 24. And it reads, it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain." Glory to God. That's good news right there all by itself. How you must run. you must run as if you're going to obtain, means to receive. That crown, I'm talking about a crown that's incorruptible, that crown that could benefit you. Notice that I said in this scripture, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one received the prize. So run that you may obtain. So you have to run like you're going to win. When you run like that, as if you're going to win, you have to stay in your lane and know that there is a certain way to exercise while you're running. I want to share with you, if you have a heart desire to call in or to just be able to dialogue with us again tonight, we will invite you to do so. Again, I'm glad that you have taken time out to call in, to listen, to, again, share something on your mind, question that you need to ask. Let me also say to you, after I read that scripture, I wanted to continue for a minute and let you see what comes from while you're running. I'd like to drop down to verse number 26. Verse 26 says, I therefore so run. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. So the way you run to discipline your body, it's like you have to be prepared for change. And then the next verse says in verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, rejected, because if you know how to win a race, you don't want to enter into a race and you know you're going to win. That means that it would be considered as you cheating, because you know how to win in a race. Glory to God. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And again, we just want to invite anyone who desires to call and to stay with us if you desire to, and ask questions concerning how to use athletics as a tool of discipline. My goodness, that's amazing. How can you use athletics as a tool of discipline? I would encourage you and let you know that I dealt with that. In other words, when you're doing something and you've been doing it for a long time, and you know, it's like a person that's playing sports, you know, you have to prepare for the win. And it don't always come out like that. But just the same, it still is available to learn how to win. And so that's what I did. I stepped up to a situation in my life and I desired change, and I knew it wasn't going to feel good because I had to discipline myself to prepare myself what it would be like to deal with change. And so as I was in the race, things didn't change fast enough. And I was thinking, when I'm in the race, why haven't I changed? And I noticed that some things had to happen with me, and that was I had to discipline to prepare when changes.
You smell?
I would be more than ready to.
He's going out the door with the water.
So if you're here and you desire to call and you want to talk about some things that has to do with what it takes and how to use athletics as a tool now of discipline.
Yeah.
Discipline doesn't feel good. You know how it is when a person's parents discipline you, and you know that you have done something that you weren't supposed to do, and it just don't feel good, whether they're talking to you or whether they're giving you a whipping. It's just no kind of way you feel good about that. I know I didn't. So call in and talk to me concerning that. Let me know what you think about it. Hello?
Pastor Waller?
Yes, how are you?
Good evening.
Good,
we have two callers.
Uh-huh.
We have two callers on the line.
Okay. Okay, yes, God.
Yes, sir. The first caller is last four digits 8112, and the second caller is last four digits 3122. If they want to go ahead and introduce themselves.
Okay. Caller, you're on air. Talk to me. And welcome to
This is Don Belville out of Selma, Alabama.
Hey, Brother Don, how you doing, man? Welcome to Talk
Hey, I'm kind of tripping out, Brother Waller.
Okay.
I think people are playing mind games. That's what I think.
Well, listen, I want to make sure that you know what we're talking about. So even in the midst of people playing mind games, we understand that there still happens to be a discipline that we are going to talk about tonight that will kind of line us up. We'll get around to whatever that may be. But in the midst, I don't know if you heard what I brought forth to the table concerning us tonight and what we are going to be dealing with is how to use athletics as a tool of discipline. So just that alone, which you just said, you say somebody playing tricks, they say somebody's doing what now?
Playing mind games. It's like, you know.
Okay. That's.
Playing mind games to the hilt. And especially these ones that claim to be African-American in our community. I think they're a bunch of money robbers, and they're playing games with the big guy. And it's kind of hurting the next generation because you're not teaching them. You're misguiding them. You get money for yourself, and you know the real truth, but you're filling your pockets up.
My goodness. Okay, man. We're going to keep it right there for a minute. I like that what you said. So let me get the next call and introduce themselves and then welcome them in as well so we can continue the dialogue, and then we will get to something that we can do about what you're talking about, and that is making preparations. So let's get the other callers to call and say who they are. Caller, you can ask. Welcome to the
Mr. Wallace, can you hear me?
I can.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay. Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
No problem.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said about the scripture and what it says about running in the race?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's talking about in a race, all run, but only one win the contest. So he wants us to run as if we're going to obtain it. You know what I mean? And then it goes.
I think I do, sir. I just have a comment. I understand.
Okay.
I'm not an athletic person myself, but I have a best friend, and he speaks upon what you're speaking about tonight, how to take athletic abilities and use them in your daily life form. He speaks upon that. He goes back to his coaching days. I mean, the coaches teaching him to be a professional football player, and he talks about this even right today. So he says to me, he uses this in his life. And I believe him. Even though I get tired of hearing it all the time, I still believe him.
Yeah, that's right. That's good because, you know, you have to learn how to live life as if you're going to use it as a tool. You discipline yourself in many ways, you know, on your job.
That's what he says. He talks about his discipline.
Yeah, you have to do that because, and it don't feel good in the beginning. And I'll tell you why. Because verse 26 says, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so I fight. You know, I'm fighting every day, trying to put my body in a position where I can get free. It says, and I'm not as one that beateth the air. I don't do it like that. I don't fight as I'm beating the air. But it says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, somebody being disqualified. See, I'm glad to be disqualified from the race because I know how to win. But those that don't know how to win have to first realize that there is a race in our community. If we're going to have things to change, we're going to have to discipline our bodies. For instance, how do I get off a drug in my community? How do I love my neighbor in my community? How can I be able to understand that shouldn't be running around here running, ducking, and dodging and hiding from somebody doing a drive-by? How do we discipline our body, as your friend said about, he uses his athletic tools to live life. That's what discipline is all about. You'll be a prime example. You'll discipline your kids in a minute. I've heard you say, you know, when you say things to your kids, they got to make sure that they know who's talking.
Yeah.
You know, that's a form of discipline, right? And your parents,
yeah,
I'm sure, discipline you.
Yeah.
And Brother Don was talking about some things. I wanted to make sure I bring you in. And he was talking about people running game and getting their pockets full because they're disciplined to do harm. They're disciplined to do wrong. They're disciplined to have no respect for people. So either way, even when you're in the real world or you're in the real kingdom of God system, there's a discipline that should be applied. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I'm listening very intentively, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we had a little delay, but I'm glad that you called in and
I just stayed on it. I was patient.
Yeah, you was. That delay wasn't a denial, so that's the beauty of it, you know.
It's all right with me. I ain't doing nothing.
And I'm going to come back to you just for a minute. Let's see what Brother Don was going to say, and I wanted to come right back to you. And I thank you for what you said, your friend. And you said you get tired of hearing it, but at least he's talking about how to discipline himself or his life as a result of knowing he can use athletics in order to win. You know?
Yes, he does. Every day he talks about it.
He likes it. That's pretty good. All right. Brother Don, talk to me. Talk to us, and so we can let the people that tune in hear what you have to ask concerning the question. You know, that we are talking about discipline our bodies as if we are going to utilize a tool. We're talking about a tool in the athletic realm on how to win in real life in many other areas. And you brought up something about people playing games and putting money in their pockets. So are you saying they don't care?
Well,
are you saying they're running games? What's going on?
Yes, sir. What I was saying, Dr. Wiley, is this. I'm the oldest son of Dr. King. Well, my dad was Dr. King's strategist. And I'm looking at Jesse Jackson, and I'm looking at elements in the Nation of Islam playing games. And it kind of bothers me because I'm the oldest son, and I've seen how they did my dad to even get this young guy Obama in the White House. And to me, that's a joke. That's the biggest joke that ever been run on our community. Now, it's kind of blowing my mind. I'm here in Selma, and the more I walk around this so-called leadership we got here, it's like, why y'all playing games?
Well, that's okay. Back again, actually, I don't know whether they're playing game or not, but if they are, quote unquote,
no, they playing games.
Yeah,
Dr. Waller, go online and look up Alabama Pennies and Savings Bank. Just Google it up, and then ask yourself why that's not still existing.
Why is it not still existing?
Yes, sir. It failed in 1915. The Federal Reserve came in 1913. Why is that not existing now?
So that means that you said it is the game being played, huh?
Yeah, we got a whole lot of base. He ain't existing no more.
See what I'm saying? Why?
Yeah,
I can't ask. As long as the one I got my couple of pennies in got my money, I don't care. Why?
Okay, so now.
I care because guess what? Sister, I'm going to let you know, you don't know how to chart a financial institution. Why is that?
That's true.
And listen to this, Brother Wyler. Don't you know Wendy Mandela came here and saw a sister named Rose Sanders, who's supposed to be running the movement here, and throwed her out of the dressing room. This is before Wendy died. And said, you sold my people out. Wendy Mandela drove right here and Selma's tore up.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a moment. Just give me a chance to.
Dr. Waller?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I want to also introduce a caller. We have a new caller on the line. Last four digits, 1098.
1098. Welcome to Talk Straight, man. Come on in and talk to us. Thank you.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother? How's it?
Mr. Ludacris, good evening.
It is something that I heard you was getting ready to say, sister. So I wanted you to know, but you know, at the top of the hour, we're going to play us a song, and we'll come back. We'll continue the dialogue. But welcome, Outcast. I need your help in here. We're talking about athletics as a tool of discipline. You know, without playing basketball, without playing football, baseball, or any other sport in the arena, but these sports of life, you know, how do you discipline? I'm sure you got something to talk to us about. After this song, I want you to have the song being rendered right now since it's 8 o'clock, 7:30 minutes.
You have a whole lot of interference, sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, you had it.
Hello?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay, out there, talk to us about some things, man, concerning how to use that as a tool of discipline.
With discipline, discipline comes through the word of God, you know. Discipline comes from the word of the word of God, and you get the word of God by reading, just studying the Holy Bible and our whole and I let Don finish or whoever was talking. I think it was Don, you know.
Yeah, that's all right. But that's how we get disciplined, though. That's good. I needed to hear that because, Pastor Doctor would always start off with a scripture, too, and in the dialogue at some point. So I wanted to make sure that I did put it out there. And before I go into Brother John, I'd like to at least read another scripture that has to do with how to run in the game of life when you're dealing with change. You're talking about going to the scriptures. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, it says here in verse number 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, if that is the case, and he wants us to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, that sounds like a race. The author and finisher. So if I'm ready to run a race, I got to be ready for change in life. If that's not accurate to say, because it says looking unto Jesus, why would he want us to look up to Jesus and be able to run in this race? Right? It's because he probably would be the best guy, wouldn't you think? And because why would I look unto him if I'm not expecting to change my life? So he may tell me something that caused me to have to be disciplined. You know, and it don't feel good. But if you want to win, then you carry a lot of weight upon you. According to verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do beset us. And it says, but watch this part, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Then it says, looking unto Jesus. So there is a race that's before us. The race in the game of life versus athletics in the sports arena. How do we complete this task when you say our cast study? The word of God is a good way to be able to run a race. Because other than that, you got destruction going on. Brother Don was talking about people getting over. People, swindling, I would say, and getting the money in their pocket, not being concerned about the people. I don't know anything about that myself. But I do know that change will take place if a person is following Jesus, because there's a discipline that comes from it. You don't just want to go in church and say, hey, I went to church again, or I read the Bible again. What about the discipline that comes from it? What about the power of preparing for change? And so that's what I want to talk a little bit about and see if someone want to share, glory to God, about what it takes. And I believe my sister would be glad to say something about that, man. I'm sure she has discipline her kids, man. I just believe that. And I believe she know about discipline in her come up. So talk to me, sister, and let us know what you think about it.
Yes, sir. Me, personally, with no disrespect to Salma, I forget his name, with no disrespect for that. Change comes in different shapes, forms, and factors. Discipline comes in different shape, forms, and factors. Because how do you discipline yourself something that you knew nothing was coming towards you?
Mm-hmm.
Without change, you cannot progress. So nobody told you your life was going to be easy. And if we keep talking about our forefathers, their life was very hard. You think you got it hard. Imagine there, you think that you were ripped off. What about them? They've been ripped off for many centuries. But, however, at the same time, I've been through changes, so many of them, that I don't question God, because who am I to question him? I don't have that right. I don't deserve that right. But what I can do is pray for strength, knowledge, and wisdom. So when the change does hit me, even though I didn't look for it to come when it comes, that's the difference. You don't know when it's coming. It could be a good change or a bad change. If you can accept the good, why can't you accept the bad? That's just like people winning money saying, oh, I got these dollars now. But yeah, when you lose, you're crying. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, my. So you trying to say to me now, you're telling us that we should learn how to accept whether to win or to lose. I like that.
Yes,
because,
sir.
That's a good point. Now, I want to make sure that we emphasize with that what you just said.
Let the young man speak. I would like to hear what he has to say again about all these powerful people he's talking about, because I know about them and I know of them, but he sounds like he's talking about some real big people as black African, as they call themselves, Americans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we were having to say a little more about that, if you will. I want to make sure I put emphasis on that.
I didn't mean to let him speak. This is your radio station tonight. I'm just trying to get in.
Pastor Waller.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Waller.
Yes, sir. She want to hear from you, so you got to talk to us about that. You're talking about these people. I'm listening to her, what she said.
Pastor Waller.
Yes, sir. I hear you, brother.
Okay. Discipline, and to me, come with Christ, come with fasting. I fasted on water when I, you see what I'm saying? He fasted for 40 days when you talk about discipline.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, well, that's for some, man. Not everybody have to do that, Brother Don, but you got to do what works for you. Now we're talking about change, how to change those people. You know, what do we do? What do we do to those people you're talking about that's getting over? You understand? Fasting cause those people to change because we're fasting, or...
No, fasting calls you to change. And when you change, you can see those in the darkness while you in the light.
But you don't sound like you sound like you still in the dark, sir, because you sound so angry.
No, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. I hear what you're fighting. I'm looking right there at your sister. I'm going to say again,
right,
Obama and Jesse not the one.
I'm listening to you.
I'm looking right at you. No, ma'am, no, ma'am. They not the one.
So, sir, with
I'm looking right at you.
And I'm talking to you. So with all due respect, you sound like you are trapped and you are in a dark
hole. No, I'm not trapped. My dad trained Jesse Jackson. Babe, I'm looking right there at you sisters. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. If it was my daughter, no, ma'am.
Hold up for a minute, brother Don. Let me say something right here. Once we realize the personal thing about the race, let's go back to this, how to use athletics as a tool of discipline. Let's just say for right now, and if order should be in to the dialogue, and then it seems like it's getting out of hand, who should step up and do what needs to be done, if you will? That's just a question that I would like to bring to you. I think it would be, if I get the answer to that, it would be the one who's responsible for the show tonight. And you guys done so well right there that it's called civil discipline. You just have to be doing it. Both of you done it at the same time because that's the way it should be done. Now, if we talk one at a time and let the person go ahead and talk, we have exercised the form of discipline. So I'm going to give my opportunity to say and let her say everything she needed to say while she's saying it without interrupting her. Can you handle that, Brother Don?
Oh, yeah, and I can handle her. Because guess what? I'm going to tell her again. Jesse and Obama, not the one. No, ma'am. They know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but I will say.
Oh,
this.
Oh, the girl.
No, hold it.
See, I'm not.
No, ma'am.
Y'all didn't give me a chance to finish talking. That's the reason why I say discipline is called order. How do you put order in motion out in the real world? Because we're not on the basketball court tonight, on the football field. We're not on the baseball field. We're having a dialogue. We're talking in togetherness, walking in togetherness, living in togetherness, calling ourselves discipline tonight, exercising it in such a way because Outkast is laid back. You know why? Because he's utilizing what discipline is all about. So what are we going to do again? Start all over again. The sister's going to say something. We're going to let her say everything she needs to say. And then, Brother Don, you come in and say something. And if Outkast decides to say something, guess what he's going to do? He's going to wait for his time. And that's the form of discipline. And if this whole world can do that, man, we'll be into something, I believe. But it just don't go like that. So right now, we're going to utilize the little time that we have. Sister, come on in and talk to us and
say what you need to say, and we'll get Brother Don a chance to respond if that's directed to him. Okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you so much.
And
Brother Don, my point is this. I don't want to be stuck in anger. And no offense to you. As I've listened to you for the last few times, I have a lot of reason I could be angry. I don't want that on my heart. It's too much weight I don't want to carry. So I have to discipline myself, as Pastor Wallace is speaking upon. Sometimes it's better for me just sit back and shut my mouth, because I have a voice. Maybe a little body that is coming out, but it rings loud. So therefore, I said what I felt I should say, and therefore now I'm gonna listen to you say what you have to say, because I'm disciplining myself right now.
Do your thing, sister. Come on, bring down that man. Talk to her. You talk to me. Go ahead. She's waiting on you to talk, Brother Don, because she's done her thing and she's done it well. And I don't know if you understood what you're saying, but okay. Now she's going to hear from you.
Brother Wallace.
Yes, sir. We're listening, Brother Don. We're listening. Talk to us. She's listening, brother. She's listening.
Girls know. They got an intuition to know.
He's breaking up.
Yeah, having a hard time hearing you, brother. We're not hearing you very clear. So you need to kind of...
Maybe, Brother Wild, I'm going to say this to you. Under this administration called Trump, they put these telephone boxes in all the 911 buildings because they want to hear everything we're saying.
Yeah, but we ain't worried about what they're hearing right now. We ain't even, you know, we always on here doing what we do, so we're not worried about it. That's the thing. We're not really worried about nothing that they're thinking of us. We're just talking and we're dialoguing and we're talking about how to be in our lives. And so that's what's happening right now.
And Brother Waller, today on the Selma Time Journal, there's three officers, and guess what? They're not African-American. And Brother Waller, they do have something called the Scottish Rite Masons that are out here that are attacking our folk. One got attacked Friday night right here in front of this store and threw it on his face.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that's pretty tough, I'm sure, brother. But I tell you, you know, it's going to take, you know, some accepting. It's going to take some action concerning standing up being who you are and know that you are someone that don't deserve to be mistreated. But it's been going on for a while, and I'm sure it's changeable. And let me ask Outkast, if you will. Let me, because I need to hear from him, because I know he's in that disciplined mode right now. And I like what you said, Brother Don, but we're going to get to the bottom of what discipline is all about. And maybe we would present something tonight that somebody else is listening and be affected, and they just need to change this, by discipline themselves. Brother Outkast, help us out again. I know you started out with saying this is a good thing to do, to follow the Bible and get the instructions out of there, and that would be a good way to discipline ourselves. But what about those that was like myself, for an example, I won't say anybody else, that didn't know anything about the Bible once upon a time, and how do I get through life when I don't know no better, and do I just go through the pain that it's going to cause and I do the harm to myself and others and then become, or was I supposed to know right off? Talk to us, Outkast, concerning discipline.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, knowing right off, a lot of times people are not taught better because they don't have a good system of guidance, you know, in their dwelling or in their home or in things of that nature. I know for a fact, when one know better, one will do better. When one not know, one will not do better.
Goodness,
and I say one do better, again, by being introduced to the Word of God and being also at the same time being introduced to Christ. But yes, there are many disciplines, you know. There are different branches. I don't want to get too heavy over in it, so I just think that, again, you get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through reading the Word of God. You know, you got your philosophy, you got everything right there in that book. You have your ethics, the whole nine yards. And concerning running a race, how can you lose a race if you're running that race with God? And
Watch out, out there. You starting something there. How can you lose the race? This is what he said. Just for a second. I'm going to get right back to you. How can you lose a race when you've been directed and guided by God? Man, how awesome was that? Yeah, come on, talk to us, sister, because I got to come back on that one. Go ahead.
And I respect that, and I like that. I agree 100%. Yeah. But my point is sometimes we don't always do as we've been taught. We don't always do as we know better. Sometimes people out there know better, do things ain't nobody taught them to do. And people, some of their family are so struck, and parents and every doggone thing. But at the same token, you're not going to lose the race. You may thought you lost the race, but you actually won sometimes, because God set people up and he designed them to do what they do. So just in case you go against whatever he set in front of you, you didn't know you won the race. And it was an obstacle. It was a challenge for you. And because he challenged you, he set you up to fail sometimes, because in order to fail sometimes, to succeed, I'm sorry, I'm going backwards. In order to succeed sometimes, we have to fall short. And if we fall short, and back to what Ludacris was saying, if you fall short and you get up and you shall rise, and you have won your race within yourself.
Yeah, that's what you allow you something, allowing us to fall, because that's what happened to most
of us.
That's exactly
what I said. He allowed us to. He don't always set you up to win every race, because you're not going to win every race, even if you're fighting against yourself.
But this is what he was saying. So, and I want to put emphasis on what he was saying. He was actually saying that there's a twofold situation here. When a person know better, it's one, and then when a person didn't know better, they basically doing things out of not knowing, and it's understandable. And then
I agree with that. I've been saying that the whole time since I've been on this station. Sometimes we do as we know, and sometimes we do some things outside of the box that we know better to do, and we make excuses for why we did them.
Yeah, do those things sometime anyway, and that's
anyway,
sir.
And Ludacris, toodles and noodles to you for saying what you said. I agree with you with that.
Yeah, that's Outkast, and that's.
I mean, Outkast. I keep calling him Ludacris. Why is that? I don't know, maybe because I don't know the difference yet in their voice.
Hey, Ron Wallace.
Yes, sir.
Hey, she called me Ludacris. She's saying I'm crazy.
I did say that.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm a mess with you, right?
I love you. That's why I keep coming back on here, I think. Drama or no drama.
That's right. That's some good right there. So that's beautiful. I mean, we're right on target, and I want to make sure we can go back to it, and that's.
Y'all let that man talk so he don't go off again.
No, he's all right. He's going to be here. Donnie's sitting right here with us and everything. Let me go ahead and have a song rendered, I think.
It's time for a song.
And then he will come right back and continue the dialogue, all right? And I think it's at the hour where we need to hear a song rendered. And we just trust we get back, we will be able to continue. Glory to God. And if not, we would push on and continue to have this great dialogue concerning how to be able to utilize athletics as a tool to discipline our lives in the real world. I think that's pretty cool.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight. and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call.
Now, glory to God, that's good news to the ears. My goodness, I think that to me is something that I need to appreciate, because being able to discipline my body and able to get free from what I was captured from years ago is just fits very well to me. And I don't know about you, but once we get ourselves together and polish up our act, you know, there ain't no stopping us. And I think we can't continue to think about, and what my brother Outcast would always say, it can't no another individual cause me to not make it through in this day and time. You understand? The only one can stop me is myself. Is that something that is accurate, Outcast, that you always talk about? Ain't no other ethnic group of people can make me not do anything. You know, I'm a man and I have a right, you know what I mean? Because I know in the word of God, he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. He tells us to rejoice and to be glad in it. So that means that we have a right, you know, to
yes,
deal
sir.
With life today to our best ability and learn how to discipline ourselves even more. Let me say to everyone, on behalf of Pastor Dockery and his absence, we thank him for allowing us to continue to do the show. And for those of you that's able to hear but not able to say anything, we thank God for you as well. But most of all, we thank all of you who tune in that's having this dialogue. And we know that there's power when we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher. I want to talk about the beginning of a race, going through a race, and then getting finished in the race. That sounds like to me a win. You know what I mean? But we got to make sure who we're following and follow continually. Because if we're going to follow him and know that this weight that we carry around in our communities, it's pretty heavy. And in order for us to be an example, to allow other people to see what an example can be like concerning change, we need to see that. And that should motivate us to say, okay, yeah, how does person change his life? Man, he disciplined himself. He used to do this, that, and the other, but now he don't do it anymore. That's a form of discipline without being on the basketball court, on the football field, on the baseball field, glory to God, and any other realm of athletics that you can name. Amen. So the game of life, athletics, let's just continue to talk about that. Somebody got to come on in. And what you think about when the song says it ain't no stopping us once we get ourselves together and polish up our act? What do you think about that? Somebody talk to me. Come on out, Cash. You know a lot about that, man, coming from where you came from.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to really get done, and I'll elaborate on that. Let me get this thing.
Okay, good enough. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to give Brother Dog? I want to pass it on to you and give way to you so you can talk about discipline and what discipline has done for you according to the real world.
Well, when you're talking about the Word of God, like I said, I did fasting, praying, prayer, a lot of prayer, going to the Creator for real.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You have to go to the Creator. You can't go to man. You got to talk to him, the Father.
Okay. What about when God worked through other people? What about because the devil worked through other people? So what about when God works through other people? Because if a man of God is a minister or a preacher and he's doing the will of God, and the word says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, do we have a right to listen to the messenger? Because that is what he is. He's a messenger bringing forth a message, and it's up to us to study to see ourselves approved by way of listening to the message. Well, that's what happened to me because I didn't have a Bible out there. I just heard the man of God. I believed in him, and I was able to get a relationship with God through him. So the devil works through people, right? So why not let God work through people? Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's a form of discipline. So that's what happens most of the time. It's all about how do you perceive the word that's coming forth. When he says, my word will go out, but it won't come back void. That means that you may not know God, but somebody that knows God is speaking about God will give you a chance to get to know God through somebody else. See, we need to learn to know that that's okay in our community. We have to start having faith and belief. And
if I may say something.
You can. Come on in and talk to us.
I am enjoying this topic because it makes a whole lot of sense. It raised questions in some of us own minds. And it makes you want to think like, that's a good point. So now, therefore, if I have something to say from my own personal experience, as I said, the discipline comes within, from within. You can listen to each pastor sometimes, and how do you distinguish the difference between the wrong ones and the right one? Because as you said, Lucifer was a beautiful angel.
That's right.
Beautiful
That's right.
angel. And That's so right. therefore, God people will follow him, the true God.
Yeah.
Not Lucifer. So if you hold anger in your heart, who are you working with? Not my God. We have a human instinct to be disappointed, anger, upset. I try not to use the word mad, but mm-hmm. whatever our reasons are, if we can't set those things aside, a whole lot of people, Mr. Don, would just totally take us and make you discombobulated. But I think where your control comes in at and your discipline is when you say, I will not give you the remote control to push a button and control how I feel in my heart.
I like that. That's good. I mean, you're preparing yourself for change, and what you're saying, that discipline is a good topic for you tonight, and you can get a lot out of that by recognizing, you know, this could be in such a way.
Which I already knew that, but yeah, I'm just saying it verbally.
Yeah, just to be your mind, you know, and to know you can exercise it. Notice this. I want to share something with everyone. Notice here it says, now, no test for the present seems to be joyous. But
yes.
grievous. Then it goes on further and says, nevertheless, afterwards, it yielded a peaceable fruit of righteousness
mm-hmm.
unto them which are exercised thereby. In other words, train, exercise, you know, by knowing that chastising is good for you when it's for the right cause. You see,
mm-hmm.
because no chastising in for the present, you know, right now, seems to be joyous. You know, you discipline me, it doesn't feel good right now, but it brings forth good fruit. And indeed, I mean, that was amazing. You know, peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby, who are exercising, being trained, you know, and not, as we talked earlier, not on the basketball court, not on the football field, not on the baseball diamond, growing
right.
it up. In real life. So in our community, back to this again, how do we hold exercise in our communities change? Even though it's not going to feel good, we got to still put it out there and say, look, this is not going to feel good to you in the beginning, but it's going to bring forth some peaceable fruit that's going to be recognized by others, and they're going to desire to, and that's when change takes place and starts to get out amongst
mm-hmm.
the people in the community. Does that make sense? If we can learn to do that, just learn
okay.
this. It's good to learn it, but I like how Brother Outcast started out with saying the best way to have this type of discipline, for those who don't know, is to get up under the Word of God and find out how He can guide you. And then he said earlier that some people just don't know, and you have to deal with until you get to a point where you say, man, I just can't change my life. What am I going to do? And somebody might say, man, why don't you try the Lord? Well, it sounds simple. It sounds easy to do. But when you don't know how to discipline yourself, you understand what I'm saying? You have to have somebody to help you get to that point. Does that make sense as well? We got to find out what makes sense in our communities and how we can reach out and say, man, I understand what you're dealing with, but this is what I had to do to change my life. That's an example. That's what we need more of. We need more examples in our community, because there are examples in our community, but a lot of bad ones, you see. And we can't fault the people because they pick up bad habits, and you all know that they say bad habits are hard to do what?
Right.
See? So that's where we pick up a lot of times, bad habits,
yes.
and then we don't know how to pick them. But when we get up under the leadership of the Lord, my goodness, those
yeah.
bad habits broken, and he said, lay every weight and sin, just lay it on the side. You said that earlier, sister. Lay it aside and watch
yep.
God help yourself. And that's what we need in our community. We need help. Please,
yes.
But we don't know nobody else coming in and try to force us to do something
yep.
when they basically probably have been the cause of it to be going on with the intent
yep.
to do it. So we had to wake up.
Yes,
and learn to discipline ourselves. So somebody talk to me. I'm opening the floors up now.
But what about, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. What about the young people, the young generation? Personally, as I was talking to someone the other day, and it was close nearby, that a person got shot and they died. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you got these other ones talking about retaliation. I said, and what good is that going to do for you? How well is it going to work? Not one lose, not two lose, everybody on both sides of the fence, Luz. And I think we need to speak about that so much more than some other things, because it's happening too often. What they're thinking about, you hurt me, I want to hurt you. It's not always the answer. And that's what I had to say about that.
Well, you just said something that was right on target and needed to be known. It needed to be put out there. And I myself, and I'm sure everybody else that's listening, appreciate you saying that, because not only is it happening right here, it's happening where you are as well. And if it's happening where you are and it's going on somewhere else, that means that it's something missing, and that is the discipline in our community.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What's missing. And I'm so glad we're talking about this tonight, that maybe someone is tuned in that's listening would be able to know that maybe not on live stream tonight, but at the same time, we're grateful that you're listening, and we are making it known that there's nothing wrong with being disciplined in our community.
That's
it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do when you don't know how to do it.
That's right.
You have a good question that I need to put out there, and I wanted to also, if you don't mind, someone to respond to you. Would somebody tell me where would judgment start from when you do come back? To judgment would start at the house of what? Is that something that the house of God, okay, when you say judgment would start at the house of God? Now, that's where it's going to start. And that sounds like to me, we need to be corrected in the church. We need to be disciplined in the church, because when he comes back, you know, he's coming back to check the church first. Why didn't he go out there? Okay, talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, according to Revelation, you know, this is what they're talking about, you know, coming to the churches. I guess they'll be the first one to get hit, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, I was listening on the last program, and I think it was Lewis, you know, he mentioned, you know, himself reaching out to Reverend Docker for help. You know, the thing is, it is nothing is going to change overnight. You know, he said he was out, you know, and he networking with a few people and things of that nature. But as you know, Reverend Waller and anyone else that listens, even 12, you can talk to people 365 days a year, but you have to keep pushing. You have to keep moving yourself if you really want to get something done. Now, you have a lot of people in leadership positions, going back to what say 12 is saying. You know, they could be the wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, you go and sit down and talk with them, and they'll receive you well. Oh, yes, all right. Yeah, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. But as soon as you turn around and walk off, that conversation is over. My has always been this. You know, by me following the teachings of God, you know, I keep moving myself, and I keep doing what I know is right, and not what is wrong, and I get things done. Leadership. One has leadership start within the human being, his or herself. You know,
right.
And you get your discipline as you go, as stated by studying the Word of God and showing yourself approved. I mean, even 12, you know, she be saying, you know, she stated, well, how do you know them? I know them by what come out of their mouth, because I've studied and I've shown myself approved. This is how I know. You know. Balance is not going to change overnight. You know, God, how many days did it took God to create the world? It took him 7 days. You know, he could have been did it with a snap at of his finger, but he decided to take the 7 days. So what make a person think that balance is going to stop this week, next month, next year? This is a slow process, and I hold it because I think I've talked too much.
No,
you ain't got to hold it. I respect that, because
right,
you just told absolutely true. It didn't start today. It won't end tomorrow. It is a slow process. And for some people to make it sound like, oh, we're going to fix it today, that's a lie. We can strive to try to fix it, but it is going to take some time.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, you said something that is so powerful right there. And we lined it up with the Word of God, because it says in here, it's telling us about the weight. It says, let us lay aside every weight He didn't say it was going to stop right then, but it has a starting point once you lay it aside. That means you get started. And then he says, listen unto Jesus, the author. You see how it is? Lay all that weight that we carry around and know it won't just end at that day, but at least you got it in the right location. You see what I'm saying? So when discipline takes place, and as you travel down that road in that race, and you know you're getting kind of tired of, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. You want to just turn back to what you just came from. But he said, no, just keep on running. Take your time. I'm not worried about what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? And the beauty of it is that you're going through. But if our community don't know nothing about how to get started, then how can they go through? Somebody talk to me. You can't go through unless you start.
Pastor Wall.
Go ahead, Brother Don. Yes, sir.
I first got out of the Navy in 1980, I'm going to tell you what I experienced. I got out of the Navy in 1980, and when I got to Cleveland, I never spent no time with my biological family. But don't you know they didn't eat meat? We had vegetables in the house, and we drank water. So like you said, that discipline, you have to put discipline. And if you don't have discipline, then you can't grow. You know what I'm saying? Then another point that the sister made before then, don't you know that when Brother Obama shot Gaddafi, all the young guys then start doing the same thing. If you don't have discipline and know how to do diplomacy, you see what I'm saying? And the children are watching you.
Makes it harder, don't it?
So when he did that, it affected the whole community.
Yeah. So you're saying if you don't have discipline and people are
scattered. That's right, discipline.
Discipline causes you not to be scattered. It causes you to be on one accord. And so what's happening up there where my sister is and what's happening down here where we are and where you are, Brother Don, it's all going down, but what is it going to take for us to get things put in perspective? And I still would say it's a form of discipline. And we know sports, man. I mean, they be training, getting down, man, trying to get it right. You know what I mean? They go all out the way. To be on the floor when the game started, but they can be sitting on the bench, but they have worked so hard just to be able to sit on the bench. That sounds like to me teamwork. Isn't that teamwork? So in our community, you may not be the one who's doing so much more than the other one, but at least you're on the team. And everybody's laying aside that weight. Good God Almighty. And just
you're willing to participate.
yeah, willing to participate and prepare for the thing that's going to cause a little pain. It's not going to be good at the beginning. But it will feel better later on. It's going to bring some peaceable fruit. You understand? And it's because we exercise and been trained by togetherness in our community. I believe we still can do it. I believe we can bring back the power of togetherness in our communities. And then we'll see the love. We'll be disciplined in the love in the way we would say togetherness in our belief. You know, that is something that's missing right now. And I think the plan of the enemy has come in and put two powerful tools that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
That's been around for a while. I'm talking about drugs and guns, but they have increased in it now. And so the younger people found themselves so involved and can't wait to get a gun, but not to shoot in the air or shoot something, a can or nothing, but to shoot each other. You see?
And the older people, a lot of them so busy doing what they do in their own lives. A lot of them, not all, that they don't play close enough attention to try to intervene out of fear.
That's right.
Some of them participate in it. You know what I mean?
Somebody,
some of them participate in it.
Some of them participate in it, yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right. And that's sad right there because you just said some of them participate in it. You know, that is pretty deep. And you're right
somebody
about
needs
that.
Put their phone on mute. I can't hardly
hear. Yes, somebody is talking in the back, and it would be nice if they was able to acknowledge it, but if they're not, understand. But let's move
put it on
as
mute.
You said, Alcaz says some of them participate in it. Man, listen to that.
Okay. They do.
That's
sure
that's
is. I'm with them 100%.
What are they supposed to learn if they're participating in it? They learn that it's all right then. Is that right? Because
that's right.
They said, I'm going to participate in it with you, so it's really all right. So I can't help
that's
you
good.
Because I'm actually condoning by way of saying I'm with you with it. I'm with you.
Exactly.
Damn. My goodness, man. We got to straighten it out.
Got about three minutes, Reverend Wallace.
Yes, sir. It's fun to get out, man. You know, it's been fun, man, but a lot of information has gone out.
That's what togetherness is, Brother Outcast. You're right on target. Can we get, let me see, and we're going to have Outcast say the last word, but right now we're going to ask you, sister, and then Brother Don, because he said we got just only a few minutes left, and we're going to give him a way to say something encouraging to us as we wind down. And thank all of you for being able to tune in. So come on, sister, give us something for about 30, 40 seconds, if you will.
I want to say
yeah.
I wish there was a whole lot more men as well as women willing to step up to play and listen to this radio station. I think it's awesome because it gives you that voice that you already had that you didn't acknowledge to help the young generation.
Praise God. Amen. I'm in agreement with you there. Thanks to Pastor Doctor and what he's doing. Brother Don,
yes,
give us something,
sir.
Man. Yeah, give us something so we can be here from everybody before we wind down.
I'd like to thank Mr. Dockery. Mr. Dockery has been a key factor in my life, and I like to thank him for the BFC mission. And I'd like to thank all you brothers and sisters that's on the air. And I like the pastor was saying, just when he said that, like I said, it took me back to when I got out of the Navy. There was a context fixed up. Unless you do have this, I just like to thank him for just.
Well, we appreciate you, Brother Don, and we thank you for the encouragement. I will tell Pastor Doctor, man, I'm talking about how encouraged you have been concerning him. And thank everybody for listening to Talk Straight tonight. We'll be back on Thursday night, man. We welcome all of you. But we're going to give way to Brother Outcast and let him take us on out of here. And thank you again.
No, I'm fine. I won't give it to 12, but I'll be back on a Thursday. I'll be listening to Thursday. Give it to 12.
Yeah, okay. Come on, talk to us over here, sister. You can come on and talk to us, and one of y'all got it. Maybe another minute, and then we would go ahead on and thank
who
God
is
for the guesting. Yeah, that after
Pastor Wallace. All I can ask you is this. All I have to say is this: lead us in a word of prayer, real fast, quick, and then how about we close it out like that because we all need it.
Yeah. Yeah. In agreement with the prayer, we will do just that. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to let you know how much we appreciate everything that has been said tonight. We know that what the enemy meant for bad, God, we know that you have gotten some good out of it. So we just trust you. We're leaning and depending upon you that you would give us the information in our community how to show love one toward another to break down the stronghold that's causing all the corruption on the north, south, east as well. As I know, you are able to do anything except to fail. So we just believe right now that you sit high and you look low, and you know exactly what we stand in the need of. After hearing everything was said tonight, Lord God, we know that the same enemy that's here is over there, and you know exactly what his schemes are. So we just ask you to guide us so we can be able to understand what it's like to follow you, being the author and the finisher of our faith. And after it's all said and done, we will be quick to give you the praise, the glory, as well as the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus and the people of God all together, say amen. Amen. If you're listening to Talk Straight, we welcome you on Thursday night to come back and join in with us. It's been a blast. I appreciate all of you who had a chance to share. And for those who had a chance to listen, we know that there's power in togetherness. And we would just be looking forward for the upcoming. Glory to God. Until then, may God bless you real good is our prayer.